Okay, I've got 9:04. We'll call this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that all members of the court are present. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on silent at this time. For those of you that are participating by Zoom, we would ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you need to address the court. We'll begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, we're so grateful to have you in our lives, and we're thankful for your willingness to forgive us of our sins. And we ask that in your son's name, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us and watch over us, guide us, protect us. Lord, we ask that you especially put a place, a hand of comfort on those that are in need, those that are sick and really need your special attentions. And Lord, we would ask most definitely that you grant peace to us worldwide with all the conflict, and give us as man, as humans, an understanding of what your will is. We ask all these things in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
We pledge to our flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone that's participating by Zoom that would like to address the court this morning? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number 5, which is to consider contract agreement with Langford Community Management Services for grant writing services for the county to apply for FEMA public assistance grant funds. A copy of this went out in your packet. If you'll note, there is one or two lines of verbiage in method of payment under scope of services number 2, which we had corrected after having a conversation with Langford, between myself and Mr. Belt, and I would ask the court's consideration for a motion on the contract with Langford Community Management Services.
Make a motion to approve the contract with Langford.
Second. There's a motion from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number 5? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Item number 6 on the agenda is for FY 2025 budget development workshop. I apologize that I have another issue that I have to attend to this morning. I'm going to turn the meeting over to Commissioner Matthews to lead those discussions. I've had some lengthy discussions with Mr. Wood. I think he has a good understanding of where I am with budgeting. I've also handed you proposed budget salaries for administrative positions, as well as a few slight increases to some of the law enforcement positions, and with nothing being proposed to adjust the road and bridge positions other than the administrative. Within Road and Bridge. No. Your new positions are your new positions. I'm talking about salary adjustments, raises. The new positions are in there. I've told you that before. So we're talking about your administrative, basically Rachel, and then the there's a new position that Mr. Belt is creating for environmental, and putting those all on the same salary line. I agree, but I'm saying that I've handed out copies of that. You've got those, I have set a budget meeting for Friday at 10 a.m. If that fits in your schedule, we'll meet at that point. If not, won't necessarily execute that meeting, depending upon the interest of the court. So again, I have another issue that I have to attend to. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Matthews and Ms. Newton. I'll get you a cleaned up signed copy of the contract for Langford. Okay. Thank you all.
Where would the court like to start? You want to go through the schedules?
Salary schedules.
Salary schedule. Sounds great.
My thought process there is the salary schedules have a lot of impact on the budget.
Yes, sir. They carry out for years and years to come.
I have a question for the court. We never set, that I'm aware of, a starting salary for the executive assistant, the title we made up last year.
Right.
Yeah. I couldn't find it on any salary schedule that was ever, of course, we didn't pass a salary schedule last year.
Yeah.
And on the prior one that I had, it says, where is it? Executive assistant, it says C, clerical schedule.
Yeah.
And when I look at the clerical schedule, I don't see.
I'm looking for mine. Wasn't there a,
This is the last one that I have, which was October 1st of 2023. It says C clerical.
Yeah.
And this is the schedule salaries for the clerk, deputy.
Yeah, clerk. You're right. That's part of the budget of last year and here.
Now, I know we made adjustments.
I think we had one on the year before that.
Not that we got Cody, but I'm going to use
that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the. I have an old, the one prior to that, somewhere.
Well, we put my position on our own salary schedule for that reason.
Wasn't one for it?
Right.
Yeah.
So our office staff now is on Road Bridge, or used to be.
On the salary schedule.
On the salary schedule.
Right.
Yeah. Which is our Road Bridge salary.
You know, you have yours at 38.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I'm going to go with that.
38.
We adjusted all that last year to everybody in that position to do the same.
Maybe y'all can, okay, so. So, CJ, he's got CJ, CA, paralegal, road and bridge, and county agent.
Yeah. I think that's got to be separated, my opinion. I don't think they match up job-wise, total job-wise.
What is CJ, county judge.
County judge,
and then county attorney?
Yeah.
And then don't we have Gay at the sheriff's office?
Yes, sir.
Yes, she's
Under executives.
Executive
So he didn't put that one on there.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what, five?
Well, I think the paralegal, isn't that, is that the new?
Yes, sir.
That's the new position.
Yep. That
Brandon's
right.
Attorney turned over, county attorney trying to field.
And my thought process
is that's got to be separate.
Yeah, it doesn't belong in the.
No, it doesn't belong in the executive assistant category.
Well, that's a specialty.
Yeah, that it is.
You guys be all right if I reach out to Keith and have him check the AC?
Sure.
Okay.
You gonna have to catch him on that mower?
Oh, did he quit?
You can put him on speakerphone, we can all yell at him.
Yeah.
So you're thinking on that starting salary for executive assistants, it should be 38?
I'm not thinking anything yet.
Okay.
I'm just...
That's what,
and I can read. Yeah, what I'm doing is I'm taking the current one,
comparing,
and putting the existing one,
yeah,
so we can see what the non de minimis additions.
Yeah, I got you.
And I don't think on the 2023 salary schedule we had anything of a assistant district clerk or an assistant county clerk, did we?
I think deputies and assistant.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Found it.
Yeah.
So under the 37.5 it was. Let's see. And we did not have a payroll clerk. So that is, and that was at 38, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Does anybody know? Basham would probably know.
What's that?
What the senior building maintenance.
39.
Previous?
Yeah.
39.
Okay, so 39 on the senior?
Yes, sir.
Moments.
Oh.
Double check it, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. Yeah, 39,360.
And the maintenance tech? Sorry.
34,980.
And custodian?
I think the original was 24.
Another one that's not even on.
Yeah.
The...
Mm-hmm. that was originally.
Yeah, I know it kind of got messed
it's
up.
It's been changed and changed. As of right now, it's
the COVID stipend.
$29,000 is what it
is. What it's existing.
Correct. Right.
But not a salary schedule.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave that one as we really hadn't set one.
27 was the starting amount.
It was originally? Okay.
There's some COVID pay. Kind of carried over. COVID went away.
Yeah.
COVID pay stayed.
Stayed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your indulgence. Yeah, that's what it was on the
23.
Yeah,
24.
Actually, 23. We didn't remember. We didn't do one for 24.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
For all those listening, apologies, but this was just handed out this morning, so it takes a minute to go through it.
Might even take an hour.
Yep. 60 minutes.
What our budget officer pro tem was referencing was we just received the latest budget proposal from the budget officer.
I did come in the auditor's office for working all weekend.
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you.
Reference paralegal, is that correct?
So this here we'll move to this out here is legal system at this point, but right. It will be called the paralegal.
No, I said salary schedules, but I'll make one other comment that I just noticed. I mean, I like the back page. I like page 38. I just don't know how we got there from page 1 to 38 yet.
We'll have some work to do on that. Fund balances and whatnot. So. We all have.
Are you at liberty to elaborate on that, or I mean, what?
Yes, so fund balance will be what will be left in the fund at the end of the year,
right?
The projected amount. I've still yet to calculate that projected amount. So, whenever you're looking at the total pages, don't get too caught up in reserves and things like that because those need some tweaking before we can really take a look at those.
Yeah,
I got it.
But I hate to say it, I get caught up in reserves. Because, yeah, you and I have even discussed that.
Yes.
You know, the standard is, or the suggested is 25%.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, we dipped below that last year. The judge, before he exited stage right, referenced that he had made some changes to the sheriff's office salaries? As he put it, I think some slight changes. Is that correct?
That was on the second sheet. Page. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The lieutenants, I believe, and the chiefs. Because part of it, I think, is because of that admin.
I see it. Okay.
An exemption. Overtime. Don't pop through.
I found Miss Gay. She's in the salary schedule for the sheriff's office.
Wow. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wood, did you prepare this salary schedule for
that's
the
right.
He did that. Okay.
Copy.
Go ahead.
Ask him if you need a copy.
Yeah. Do you need a copy? Okay. Had you seen it before?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Okay.
And we tried to implement that into the budget.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I don't know. So down on the assistant district clerks and the assistant county clerk and chief, anyway, all that whole category,
mm-hmm.
had them at, you know, 37.5 going up to 42, but over to the right, he's got 7,500. That math doesn't compute. Looked and checked his math on the others, and you know they all checked out, but I don't know why that one says 7,500. Bet you no.
I think that's supposed to be 55.
Yeah, it's actually kind of.
Yeah.
Because you got one at 38, 148, one at 37, two at 37.5, and one at 38 in that category.
Yeah.
So it's kind of.
About 45, yeah. Yeah, that's the first year stamp. That's the first year.
That would be 45 instead of 75.
Yeah. Well.
Some of them are different.
Yeah, they're going to be a little bit different.
Some are different.
Yeah.
So they really don't matter.
Yeah, yeah, I don't. Didn't have an issue with the
right.
number as much as the math.
Right.
We need some music in the background for the
elevator.
Yeah.
Chief Deputy can play the spoons.
I'm on hold with the John Deere. They give me 35 minutes push. I don't need any more elevator.
You got it.
No, we did not change current last year.
Yeah, we can start with the first one on that salary schedule and get everybody's thoughts on the clerk position.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. Court clerk.
Went from 25.8 to 31. Correct.
29.5.
Yeah, to 34.5.
So 5,000.
You push it, clerk. Sir? Yeah,
court clerk.
Oh, no, we already did the clerks.
Okay, it's 31, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
We're on court clerk.
Okay. 29.5 to
34.5.
Yes, sir. JP clerk. 29.5 to 34.5.
I'm good.
Good.
Administrative assistant, indigent health, 27 to 31.
I'm good.
I'm good. Puts it right there with the clerk position.
So. Right. Now, I say that the paralegal needs to come out of that executive assistant for CJ, ECA, Roden Ridge, and the agent.
I agree with that.
I've already. Got a little category down below.
Yeah.
What was the starting on that one? 38. The paralegal?
No, sir. The
other one, yeah,
executive assistant. The paralegal, 45.
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to double check it. That's something new. Outs on the executive assistant.
Big jump. We addressed all that last year. Over those positions are all put together.
All right. So it's your thoughts.
Brief.
Leave it the same. Go up.
What is that? Or you make it just go two and dig it.
I mean, most of them in that position are steps ahead. But
right. But we're talking about the base.
Right.
Yeah.
If we were to go out.
Yeah.
I guess that's the conversation, right?
Right.
This is if we were to go out and hire somebody today.
Right. Off the street.
Right. Off the street. What would that value of that position?
I'm thinking 40. And that bucket two.
I might be okay with that. Not.
I'm okay with it.
At 40.
That's my opinion. One vote up here.
I'm trying to see Well, we had to look at that schedule too then, because it would go 40, 46, 47, 48, you know. And you gotta look at the start get that too.
I mean, they just, you know, if they got steps, then they deserve every, you know, steps. They, my opinion, that doesn't change with them.
But these steps hadn't been in there. These are brand new.
Oh, these are new.
Yeah.
I mean, that would
is my, that's my point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I guess they mirror, let's just see. All clerks, admin assistants, and office managers will receive longevity of 1,000 at years 1, 3, and 7, and 12, 1,500 at year 5, 2,000 at year 10.
They mirror it if you
1, 3, 5, 7.
The step raise, the only thing changes is going to be the bottom.
Right.
Correct.
The steps will all stay the same. Yeah.
Right.
The base is, if you start at 40, then it won't be 46, it'll be 41.
Right. I agree.
Two.
I'm just making sure everybody's aware of that.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the steps. I mean, they earn that. They stay that
right.
Long.
Yeah, and I was just working through. So we got steps at 1, 3, 5, 7, 10, 12, 15, and 20 year.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Yes, sir.
Of varying degrees. For the principle of today's conversation, I'm not opposed to the 40,000. The problem, obviously the situation we have when we have categories like that, you know, we have some executive assistants that have a pretty heavy responsibility workload, multiple people in their departments that,
right.
You know, they report to, and then we have others that basically currently report to one person.
Right.
And so, you know, you have me very huge different workloads.
Yeah.
That's
so your thought is 40?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Double checking.
Four and five.
We're just making sure we have the notes right. Nobody change their mind. And we move down to the tax office.
And those are the two positions that then fit in that clerk category that we were talking about the other day, correct?
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, did I? Let's see. Where is he? Are we saying those are new categories?
No, they just hadn't been.
Yeah. Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
Vehicle.
Yeah.
I think, the vehicle registration was at what, 30,800?
Yep.
What was the election?
And the elections.
36.
Deputy of, okay, it was a different title.
Yeah.
Deputy elections. Was it 33.6?
Yes. Yes, sir.
is.
Yeah, there it is, 33.6. On the proposed salary schedule, I guess we have the vehicle registration manager at 36. The proposed?
Yeah, 34.
Well,
yeah.
We went above what he.
Right.
Yeah. Is that correct? Because what he's got is the salary, the clerk, which is 31.
That's the way I read it.
Plus, yeah. Okay, that's the way you read it. Mm-hmm. And the election assistant would be 31 plus 6.
Right.
So that would put the vehicle at 36 and the assistant elections at 37.
Yeah, 37. You good with that? Yes. Office manager. That's the one in, what he told me this morning. Lady that it kind of runs the co-office,
yeah,
correct?
That's what I take it as.
So he told me something. The office manager was, I think, was the one in co, yeah, under you.
Yeah.
So that's really the only office manager we have.
I think so.
So we do have the lovely Justin Carruthers here today.
Yeah.
You know, when you're an office manager and she's down there on an island by herself and, you know, is running that office with your call-in, you know, putting an office manager at the same level as a vehicle registration manager, is that, I mean, your elections assistant?
They don't quite line up.
They don't quite, you know,
no,
line up. You
closer
think
to the chief deputy.
And I'm just, do you think we could take, because I'd like some separation there, and, you know, nobody's, you know, really said it. You know, we're at a very, very, we're at a crossroads at this county and we're at a crossroads of this court,
mm-hmm,
right? You know, we're proposing some pretty, you know, last year we had some huge adjustments to our salaries.
Yeah.
This year we had some huge adjustments, you know, to our salaries. And I think we're, you know, I think we're finally there. And obviously, you know, inflation is eating everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody. Mm-hmm. Individually, everybody, you know, county government is costing way more to operate now than, you know, it did before. And I'm really just kind of setting the table of, you know, when we go to start talking about the final budget and the number,
right,
this is going to have a huge impact,
yeah,
on the rest of the budget.
True.
You know, and not hitting the taxpayers with, you know, too much of a, if any, of an increase. So, Mr. Carruthers, whether it's fair or not, what if we were to take 1,000 out of that vehicle registration manager and bring it to 35? the assistant elections, bring it to 36 and add 2,000 to the office manager and make that 39, and then the math would work. Do you think that'd be palatable in your office? Still a pretty good increase for, you know, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds...
Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
We're going to pull 1,000 out of...
Yeah, and the nice thing is that's all within, you know, Mr. Carruthers, you know, office, and it's kind of keeping peace in the, I mean, I've been down to that office, and she...
Sitting at 35? Vehicle?
Yes.
Okay.
And elections assistant at 36, and office manager at 39, because I believe that's the only office office manager we have.
Yeah. True.
And yet, he could argue, because we did move an office manager last year into the executive assistant, and they're making 40. So, you know, it's the funniest thing. I did a little research, and I don't know why, but across the board, private industry and everything, executive assistants have a higher, you know, grade level than office managers out there. And to me, an office manager is, seems like a very important, you know, position, but go ahead.
I got glasses, didn't bring his glasses. This is where
they're right
now, 30,
yes.
We're going to raise him up 39.
Yes. Using, you know, pulling money out of the vehicle registration and assistant election, you know.
All right, assistant district clerk, assistant county clerk, chief deputy tax office, and payroll. They're all the same, so, or proposed all the same.
Yeah, so I've got that as a 4,500 increase, 4,500, 3,852, and 4,000. Yep. Oh, you've got your court clerk. 35 and your land manager at 34.5. You know, on the scale of things,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, if you just kind of looked at, I mean, that's not unreasonable.
Right.
You know, for the added, hopefully the added responsibilities that these positions have, and they're not just titles.
Yep. Is everybody good with that? 42?
Still working on it.
Okay.
So math will be, district clerk will be 45, assistant county clerk will be 45, chief deputy will be 38.52, payroll clerk will be 4.
Oh, increases, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. 45, 38.52, and 4,000, yes.
That's what you want.
Okay.
45. What was the third?
38.52. Then 4,000. Kind of all over the place on that, in my opinion, but it's fine.
Well, it's not, this is what really
Right.
You know, we're categorizing those right. four as being right. in the same category.
So. All right. HR.
I shall recuse myself from any conversation during this section. Well, other than the comment of it's the only one that doesn't have an increase this year. So I'm out of this conversation.
That's what she's been making for 40, or that position's been making 45.
You're right.
Look at it.
I don't know. I got it right here.
Yeah, but that's not true starting. She's been here a long time. That position's been filled for a long time.
Right.
So,
guess I don't have a true starting there.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't even think it needs to be on there because I think it's more of a
I've said I was going to recuse, but this is more general comment.
Yeah, it's
more of a professional level position. And I don't believe it has any step raises attached to it.
No.
Whereas I believe all these others do, correct? Just asking questions.
So, remove it.
Which dumps? What's your dumps? Remove it? Leave it?
Well, is that the start?
Or, yeah.
That's what it's been?
I don't think we've ever had it's not been on the schedule. It's HR department through the county has been very obscure, very weird, in my opinion. We have a specialist.
Defunded at one time.
Treasurer.
And then rehired.
Yeah. So,
although it was under there.
Wasn't under the.
I didn't
the clerk. Yeah. It's under the.
It wasn't before. That was last year's, I guess.
No, this was 23.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's last year.
No, we're in 25. No, that's the way this is. This was. This was the one that was proposed last year for 24. Because there was the XX that we never.
So it stops. And do you want to add it into a step system?
I think it ought to be added to the steps. I mean,
I agree.
Same steps.
I'd say the same steps as what this other is.
1, 3, 5, 7, 10, 12, 15, 20.
And now going back to the steps, the vehicle registration and all that, they're not on the step system either.
They currently are.
They are. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's not showing up.
On the left phone here, I was going to ask.
Yeah, I think it referred to the clerk schedule.
Yeah.
The clerk schedule.
Yeah. And now the HR, it doesn't say the clerk schedule.
No. All right. Senior building.
Currently at 39, right?
39.3.
Yeah. 60. 60. 39.3. 60. Am I to assume then? Then basically everybody on this sheet right here, which is going to be considered admin and above. I mean, you've got a couple of oddballs in the HR and the senior building and and that they're all on the same step.
Yes.
Yeah, because it says all clerks, admins, office manager.
Yep.
But are they on steps?
No.
I think they should be.
They are not. You just want to add them to the step schedule?
I'd like to.
Sir? Yes?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ahead.
I'm fine with it, too.
Sure. I think it'll help us down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe retain some of it. We do ever get a real good one, or if we have a real good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I classify them kind of in the road and bridge type. They're more of a, but yes, and road and bridge is on a step. We got everybody, basically everybody.
And we got
everybody else but us elected officials on step.
Well, that guarantees them a pay raise if they stay.
Right.
And last but not least, well, let me back up. The building maintenance tech custodian. I put all them under the staff, but are you fine with the starting?
Well, I'd like to start. I'd like to see it. Senior, start at 42.
Okay. 39 and 27. And then the step?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I'm good.
Good.
And last but not least, paralegal, because everybody was kind of under the discussion that doesn't need to be under that other portion.
Yep. And starting at 45.
Yes, sir. Are you going to do the steps?
Everything goes under the steps.
Okay. All right.
That wasn't so hard.
That was not. All right. Well, y'all ready to move to now?
Yes.
Yes.
Just ask a question real quick. I know we were discussing the sheriff's office. Have we made it around to the commanders?
Not yet.
We're fixing to.
That's
fixing to.
That's the next page.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Gonna move to that. Start.
For just 1 minute.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So you know, I've been trying to talk with the building. The co-chairs folks, and they've been kind of ghosting me. So finally says, hey, you know, we're in the middle of this, you gotta have something.
Yeah.
This is what you sent back, which is kind of odd. But they're reviewing all their tenants, and they're gonna see, you know, where they're gonna focus, who they're trying to bring in, and blah, blah, blah. And they put all leasing on hold.
Mm.
Renewals are only for a 1 year term. And then she expects an update within 60 days, which is, you know, after we adopt our budget.
Correct.
So, I responded to her like, you know, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? I mean, we're the most stable customer they have.
Correct.
And if you've been over there, at least have been.
And I looked.
Sounds
when
to me like
we,
they might be looking to sell.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I looked after we had our discussion.
Yeah.
And there was a portion of it that I believe was for sale.
Yeah.
And when I did some research. But then they had a bunch that were open for rental. And then, of course, I looked through the rest of the city of Coppers Cove. And there's very little there besides vacant land or something that would not fit. You know, like the CBS or whatever there on the corner across from McDonald's, you know, it's too much space.
And it would be too expensive.
Yeah, and too expensive.
And the place, the Dollar General, you know, it's too big for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I know that our lease for the tax office expires December 31st. So I asked her, I said, she never has responded, but I said, you know, Can we go month to month after December 31st? If there's no, you know, lease agreement or, you know, what is the plan? Try to get some. I mean, that's very soon.
Mm-hmm.
December 31st is very, very soon.
Right in the corner.
Especially to make some big change. So I wanted to kind of get from them. It doesn't make sense to me. It sounds like they're exploring something else. Why they would not want someone like us, you know, we've been there. It's 10 years.
Right.
So, while they would not want to renew it for 5 years, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be if they're trying to sell
it. Unless they're right, looking to sell it.
But even if they were, that would be on the book.
Right.
You know,
that would be, you'd have an automatic renter.
That looked good to the new buyers. So I wasn't guaranteed 5 years on that.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to bring that so you're aware. You know, if you have any other ideas or just kind of waiting on them to say, in our budget, you know, all we have is money for the current prices we're paying. So doesn't really take
you got all that miscellaneous money.
Yeah.
I'm playing.
So I'll update you as soon as I hear something else.
Okay.
We may be in the position where we have to think of something else.
Right.
I don't know what that would be, but it could be sooner than you thought.
I spent several hours looking, but I just, I mean, and Justin and I, we've looked at some buildings down there, but it's nothing just yet. So anyway, that's been a while back, but anyway. Well, thank you, sir.
There's that other one on the other side, you know, where the old age
mm-hmm.
But I mean, I haven't looked into anything other than available and, you know, I think it's built around the same time, so it's...
Right.
But that would take some money because it'd have to be it's a big open. It was a dollar store or something. It's a big open thing. Of course, it, on the one I saw, you know, they had offered less than the whole space. I think it was, I don't know, 10,000 square feet. You know, it's huge.
Right.
So that's the update.
Yeah, we do need some thoughts on that.
That's the bad part, that we might have to go something too big.
Right.
Get down to the final option.
Well, yeah.
You just got to take what you can take.
And we're quickly losing any leverage or negotiating power the closer it gets to that time.
Should have never got a Piggly Wiggly.
No, we needed
that. I know that. I know. All right. This is scheduled for law enforcement. We got the jailers, which we addressed last year with SB 22 money. We addressed all those last year, except for
the jail administrator, we did not.
Right. And the assistant, we did.
We did, or? Yeah,
I think we did.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, you got, you know, you can read it.
Yeah, if all this is true and correct.
Yeah.
So, the jail admin was the only one we did not.
And that is one of those, I've got to get with HR, and I didn't bring our handbook, but I think I've got it here. There's some exempts, and I don't know if that one... how it falls, but we do need to address that in our handbook.
Yes.
But I think there was actually one that was not exempt, and that be it the patrol lieutenant. I'm looking to see if I have it.
Yeah, and I haven't delved in it
too deep, but I know there's a legislation that's proposed. I know the sheriff's office has looked at it pretty detailed, but would require anybody who is scheduled or is designated as exempt, and there's a new minimum salary proposed.
Yeah.
It's not passed yet, as far as I know, or gone into effect. I think 58.3 or something like that.
Somewhere in there.
And then there's a whole litany of tests of what is exempt and what is not exempt.
Right.
You know, I know they have to have independent decision making authority, report to. I mean, there's this qualifications of exempt versus non exempt. But I do think we'd be prudent to at least anybody that we can hard, fast, you know, say that's going to be exempt, to get them above that.
Yeah, it's basically a lieutenant.
Yes. And jail administrator, because they have decision making, and they've got a lot of report twos and that. Yes. You're saying jail administrator, lieutenant, and chief deputy.
Those
would be the...
Yeah, there's jail administrator, there's patrol lieutenant, CID lieutenant, and the jail administrator, the three.
Yeah.
They're basically, that's their classification, basically.
No one like the chief dispatcher lieutenant.
We did that last year.
I think you fell under that.
I thought we made her one last year.
I think you did for her dispatchers, but not her individually. She falls under the admin as well.
But I think because of her duties and everything. I don't know.
No, yeah, she may have fell under there due to the SB-22 covering the dispatch or something like that.
Yeah.
But
and then you see the second page on that for the chiefs. I think the executive assistant still falls under that schedule, that clerk schedule.
Yeah, we've
so
kind of moved that.
Yep.
Move that over.
Yep.
I think this is fair enough. If you guys are sitting here, it pains me to say that I'm okay right now with saying let's plug in the 60 or those increases that are proposed on here.
Yeah.
And then as we get down, you know, and again, remember, I will remind everybody, this is the proposed budget, right? Not the final budget. So that when we go through that process, you know, if we find something else or, you know, when we're, you know, setting the tax rate, there's something, or if we are able to, you know, decrease, you know, my opinion would be that's one of the first areas we look at to create a little more of that separation, but at minimum.
Yeah, Commissioner Weddle, we're just trying to just, you know, to give you my little spiel, and I'm sure y'all are aware of this. We're just trying to set an appropriate standard for our agency to put that pay gap in there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the reason for that is, you know, prior to y'all taking office and things like that, we all know that it can get kicked down the road, and we come to you all at once with this big number and everything else. But the issue that we have with our commander sitting in place right now is that, you know, I have an individual that makes $1,000 more than me, you know, with a lot less headaches as a sergeant. They're able to include that overtime.
Yeah.
They also get their step raises. They get their longevity. You know, if they've been 5 years or more at another agency and they come on, they get an automatic $2,000, I guess what you'd call a sign-on bonus or something like that. And then after their first year, they hit 1,500 and they just keep going up. And that's how the commanders are getting passed up.
Yeah.
So it's very hard for a sergeant that's fixing to go to lieutenant, which is a $55,000 salary, with a lot more headache.
Yeah.
Give them an incentive to promote when they got a sergeant. Just, you know, we got these guys making 62,000, 63,000, and my lieutenant sitting here making 56.
Yeah.
And it's a hard pill to swallow at the end of the day for these individuals that turn this key, you know, every day, and it's tough. And so, you know, I'm not asking for the max and all that stuff, but feel like we got to get to the point where we got to get it separated so that, and then, you know, think about this too. Your guys that are from the bottom trying to get to the top, you know, over the years, they're like, why would I want to promote and deal with the jail and this and that if there's no incentive for it? You know, I'm not money hungry by no means, but
I am.
Well, I mean, I'd like to eat and have a little bit of lunch instead of just meat all the time, you know, and I speak for my whole agency when I talk about this, not just for me. And I appreciate y'all taking, you know, my raise in consideration as well. But, you know, I've been willing to give mine up too to feed these guys as well. But anyway, I just wanted you to keep that in mind as all. These men and women work tirelessly trying to make this place. We're trying to get to a point where we're elite, you know, where everybody's looking at us wanting to come to work, and we're trying our best to be decorated at this time.
Just like we are, me, okay? You know, we made a very strong commitment last year to take care of the clerk's positions.
Sure, absolutely.
Because we had, right? We have a very strong commitment to that, and I think we're, you know, on the path to fulfill that. I
think they deserve that as well.
Yes, and I will personally make the strong commitment that, you know, whatever we do this year will then be again addressed, you know, next year. Okay? I mean, if this stays, you know, I will fight very hard then, you know, next year, you know, to make that same, you know, pitch.
You know, another thing that we thought about too, I put this in there, I don't know if I'll take attention to our titles that we put in there, but, you know, I would like to make my commanders captain, and then their right hands underneath them, which would be their staff, their, if the staff sergeant circles underneath, you know, a lieutenant at some point, because I know that they do have a cap, you know, they fall in that administrative anyway. So, also, I mean, I know y'all not, well, maybe Commissioner Matthews can attest to this, but, you know, I know maybe it sounds silly, but, you know, when other agencies pick up that phone and they're speaking to a higher up, it makes a difference.
They are looking at the chain of command a lot of times.
You know, and we're kind of that level elite. I think that we have the capacity now for that commander's change. And I'd like to also see that on paper, even if it has just a little increase with it that y'all are proposing.
I don't have a issue with that, but I think that the title thing needs to be looked at next year. Okay. Thought out.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And unlike years past, we need to start that conversation
early.
You know, I said we're going to we need to have a salary workshop October 2. Mm-hmm. You know, October 2nd, we need to start, you know, really talking about. Again, I'm very, very not only excited, I'm very proud of the progress we've made.
I think we've come a long way. I mean, this has just been a rough year on everybody.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I mean, this is the first year that I've actually had my hands completely inside the whole budget. So
yeah.
I think that I'm trying to be here as much as I can and be involved as much as I can this year. And I think that I'll know what I'm looking at next year and how to get this kind of started early.
This is just more of a – so when we had lost power for 14 days during Ike in Houston – and our neighbor's lights came on across the street. Of course, you know, my wife was kind of getting irate by that time at 14 days. And I looked at her and I said, well, somebody has to be last.
Yeah.
Right. There's always somebody who's at the very end of that line that's going to get their power turned on at the very end. And it's unfortunate that you guys have been at the very end of this trail of, you know, we addressed the biggest, you know, the road and bridge. We've addressed the jailers and the deputies, we've addressed the clerks, and now here you guys are. And so again, I mean, all I can do is personally say that I will fight if we don't get the requested amount this year. I will fight very hard next year to hit that. You know, certainly there's something in there, but again, I'm just mine. That's just my opinion.
On the second page under admin, chief.
Yes.
Good. Executive assistant will fall under that.
Yep. That gets moved.
And evidence custodian.
Yes.
Everybody good with that?
All right. And again, with the, you know, at least for me, as we're going through the final budget, if we find some, you know, some found money, that we'll go back and readdress the, certainly the lieutenants and the chief deputy.
All right. What do you want to do now?
I don't
line item.
Yeah, I don't know if there is much to do. I mean, but
or does anybody have anything they want to look at?
Doctors or some stuff to you, Dr. Brooks. So, if concerned, it'd be nice to head nod those things and
sure
make some decisions.
Okay.
Yes. Like we're not just putting stuff in, taking it back out, but sure back in. Well, you know, counterproductive.
I agree with you, sir.
So yes, sir.
Whatever guidance y'all can provide would be awesome.
What page, John?
Yeah, we'll find it. I thought we could go an entire court without.
There was five positions in there. What did you?
I think there is at the bottom. Oh, there isn't. Is there? I'm on 18 right now.
Yep, it's a little there. Okay.
Yeah, open position. They just didn't break it out. No.
Oh, there's just one in there.
Yeah, there's just one in there. I got to get my piece of paper out.
And the 2024 budget payroll does not match whatnot. What it was last year. 4% increase.
Was in one of them. I think it was in the second one, the one we got on Friday. It was in that one, but I don't see it in the one we got today, unless you can point it out to me.
You have to leave?
Yeah, I got to leave.
Is there anything else in your budget? And trust me, we're not done.
No,
you guys know how this process goes. Sure. We have till October, September 30th.
I got a meeting for the jail, so I didn't know if y'all
were. Gotcha.
So. We'll holler at you.
Yeah. And thank you. I heard you loud and clear.
Oh, one more thing. I don't mean to add on. Just one more thing. I didn't mean to interrupt. Just apologize. We did put in. We do have a CID investigator. We're trying to move up to a sergeant in there. All of our investigators are sergeants.
I think there was one included.
There was included in there.
But
I just didn't. We didn't go over it. So.
Yeah, I think there was one included. We'll get back to that one.
Okay. I appreciate it. So thank you.
And there's going to be plenty of more conversations.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the one we had Friday got to 405.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have those in there. I didn't. Is that something y'all are going to approve? Five positions?
What he was telling us. Okay. Yeah, and in the column where it says 2024 original budget.
Yes, sir. See that, and I will work on correcting that.
I don't know if that's an issue. I'm wrong with the sheets I have here, this document.
No, you're correct. The total payroll is 146,728 on mine right now, and last year it was 1,610,428.79. We'll investigate your issue whenever we get back to being able to work on the budget.
I would like to see them worked in those positions and
me as well.
And see where we go from there.
On insurance? Any negotiations?
Oh,
on health insurance?
Yeah.
No, I think what they sent out was the
15.
Was the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was some. I proposed moving some copays and deductibles and such, and she forwarded it to them, and they forwarded an email back that said we're. Where we want to be and where we can be for the year.
I think the only
about 15
that I heard from Ms. McFarland was, you know, verbally they said if we just went to the low plan,
then like a 15% increase,
mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I dropped about 4% from the 19. Original proposed.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Yeah. I don't personally, I got getting killed on auto and home insurance.
Well, even,
they're just,
So y'all want to go back up to the expenditure general fund and start line by line or what? What do you want to do?
paid. He got with the auditor on that. He's going to look into his payroll question and add the five and just see where it hits.
My honest opinion on that is we can sit here, and I know the auditor would love some direction from the court today, but it's not our responsibility, not the court's responsibility at this time to file a proposed budget.
Right.
The budget officer's responsibility to file a proposed budget. And so honestly, he's not here to get our input.
I agree.
So whatever we discuss today is a moot point.
We could mark this up,
all kinds of red marks, and you saw there were five of your positions in there Friday. On Tuesday, they're not.
Right.
So whatever that proposed budget is, now we can have philosophical discussions about what we could and couldn't do once the proposed budget is finished. I know it was on his calendar to file it tomorrow.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to happen. Well, I think we need
that. My only thing was he did say before he left that he did include his five. So
right.
This one that we just got is what the auditors produced, not what he produced. He produced one on Friday, and it's different.
Yeah. So there's not any.
And I think it would help the auditor at least on the five, you know, because it's a big number.
Yeah.
Right. But if there's anything else that just sticks in somebody's craw, I don't know.
I know what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down and look at the 7/26/24 one that you guys got on Friday.
Right.
And I apologize very much, but boy, that was brutal listening to that. I was driving in the car listening to that that workshop. And I think you guys did a fantastic job of getting through that. Y'all didn't hear me yelling, did you?
I did.
Oh, did you?
My ears were ringing.
Several times I was like, make sure I'm on mute. But I did listen to the entire thing. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I haven't missed one, and I don't do Zoom. So if I miss one, I'm not listening.
Yeah. I did not have the video portion or anything while I was driving in the car, and I had it going complete all the way through the recess and everything. So I'm up to speed on everything that went down.
I do have a question for the auditor. As far as Judge Lee, and it may be in here, or y'all may have discussed it, but he talked about his audio and video. Not included. Okay.
I need to get with him. I have to talk to him, and he has got another quote.
So you've got three now.
Good.
I'll visit with him when I leave here. But yeah. Anyway. Okay. Anything else?
Page
are you on? I'm still on four. You first two, you really can't do a whole lot about. We could nickel and dime anything, but.
And we will.
I just didn't know. If there's something that, y'all want to look at, discuss or not, if not, we all have to look at it, and compare it.
Since we've got Ricky here, Cal, if you look at that, I think he's got some money on it.
On the county court at law?
Yeah, audio courthouse master plan type deal.
What page you on?
Page 4.
On the new one?
Mm-hmm.
in that jurisdiction.
On today's?
Yeah.
Audit.
No, that's audit. Yeah. Oh, I got you. That's non-departmental. Yeah, that's something different.
Okay.
And there is a technology fund for the courts, but it won't cover that.
Right.
It's nowhere close. It's like $9,000 or something.
The other quote was?
I've heard 38 and I've heard 48.
Cheaper. Very much.
But I do have a question, one more question for the auditor. I know we're just spinning our wheels here, but your software or your stuff that you were looking
at.
Yeah, I put it back in there.
Oh, you did? Good. 300?
Yeah, but we've moved all software maintenance out of each departmental's, or each department. Moved all that out and put it into non-departmental. That amount was included.
Thought it was, but I just
this is a very fair question, but it's just a question. So when you're evaluating those softwares, I know there's two pieces. Well, there's actually multiple pieces to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the financial, and then of course there's the it can be the payroll, timekeeping, and all that piece. So I know originally you guys were looking to get one. One software suite that would cover that whole portion.
Yes.
I mean that's doable, right? Between two departments, you and the treasurer are on the same page. It's just
yes.
It's just kind of finding that one that fits both.
Yeah, and finding the time to
to do it.
Look at
it.
Implement
the
softwares.
Yeah.
But it did include a time clock system as well, correct?
So when we were out researching different vendors.
Yes, sir.
The vendor that we kind of narrowed it down to did say that they could adjust their software to work with the current software that we're under. Or they offer a timekeeping software as well. So, yes, sir, that is.
Thank you. I just think it'd be easier than pencil.
Yes, sir.
And you had the bailiff?
Yes, the vehicles at the bailiff. Highlighted.
It's highlighted as an option to finance. Whether the court would like to finance that or include that as for the tax rate.
Who's that?
The summer, you go.
Yeah.
Go for it. I see that.
Yeah, I know.
I just got a question on it. These vehicles that they use are not going to be no high speed chase normally. Probably shouldn't be. Could we not take some vehicles from the sheriff's department that's not being used? Is that a legal deal? They're all county owned vehicles.
But they're under the control of the sheriff's department, so it's 100% the sheriff's. Yeah, we fund the vehicle for the sheriff's department. What he does with those vehicles is his purview.
Yeah, I was just a question.
Yeah.
Trying to see, got. That sticks over is not being used, and they need three. And all they do is say no, we can ask, I guess.
I kind of did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You was told no?
Around about.
Yeah.
Well, that's canceled.
Yeah, I don't know how other counties are set up, but this one's set up a little strange. But the bailiffs are not under the sheriff.
They're under the judge.
Yes. So it's, you know, when it comes to talking about, you know, you can't intermingle those two.
Yeah.
They're totally independent. It really falls under the courts, the district courts, actually, I think.
Any question on that?
Any other thoughts? Or does everybody need to go through it? Our own or together or what?
Well, again, I'll just reiterate what I said.
Yeah.
We can go through this. We did this last year. Remember, we went through it. We made a lot of suggestions. We made a lot of changes, a lot of ideas. And then when the proposed budget came out, very, very few of our suggestions were included in the proposed budget.
I agree.
So I think it would be a, unless the auditor needs something specific, to your point, what are we going to do? Give you a bunch of day? You're going to go plug them in only to have them unplugged? Am I speaking the truth?
Then we can make a motion to adjourn.
Let me make sure, buddy.
I got you. Yeah.
Mr. Taylor, does it mean that's the way you kind of see it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd be wasting our county clerk's time, our auditor's time, the bailiff's time, and Justin.
It's a disgrace the way it goes on, in my opinion.
Yeah. Motion? Anybody?
Make motion, Mr. Jones.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Hey. Done.
Thank you, folks.